The ENTP, extroverted, intuitive, thinking, perceptive. Before we say some words about this type, let me first make an allowance for some generalizations. On occasion, we fall into those and we say an always or a never. And I'd like to warn the listener of the tape right now. If that should happen, please translate, because again, we'll try to avoid it, but it does slip out. Likewise, beyond that, on occasion, things may sound more male or more female. And if that happens, I'd like to beg your indulgence and ask for a little translation there. Where possible, we'll certainly try to be specific and make for those allowances. But if it doesn't happen, I'd like you to translate it. Because we're talking about a unique individual, a special type, as the true with each one of the 16 types. And the bottom line is to open the door for understanding that type. So if you are an ENTP, you may pick up something about yourself. If you're not an ENTP, you may learn to understand what makes an ENTP tick as they go through life. Because type watching is never an excuse for bad behavior. It is only an explanation. It opens the door to understanding that in understanding yourself and your differences, you may use those differences constructively, creatively, dynamically. And that's what type watching is all about. With that in mind, here comes a type that is extremely creative, extremely upper, enthusiastic, an idea a minute, an entrepreneur to the nth degree, inventive, creative with new ideas, and always wanting to start off with another new idea as soon as the last new idea has passed through their mind. The ENTP is the idea person in the world of interpersonal stuff.
Mm-hmm. They're very argumentative in the best sense of the word, because for them, that's how they learn, how they sort things out. And you may find them taking both sides of the argument right in front of your eyes and not sure really what they believe in, because they want to run it up the flagpole and get some good bantering about it. They'll try anything. They can get a good idea and run it up there. Why not? Take it out to the edge and see how far you can go with it. And in fact, they probably believe that no one can have a better idea than they can.
Or, if someone does have a better idea, run it by me and I'll argue with you till I've improved it. And mm-hmm. It'll still be better than better.
Yeah, kind of a one-upsmanship on that sense.
They live for the last word in one-upsman. And as you have indicated, arguing is the way they learn. If you have an NT child in the family, but particularly an ENTP, they will just argue you to death about everything. And that's both one of their strengths, and it's also one of the ways that they can just alienate the people around them, because they've always got to push it one step further, one word more, one last word to one-up you.
Mm-hmm. I bet if they were around someone who is a strong J type, the J would think they finally have something settled, something decided, something is going to be completed, and they start working on it, and then the ENTP comes running in with a better refined idea or a new idea they want to alter and maybe work on a little bit more.
Yeah, and in their extroversion, they're generally enthusiastic about it. They may sound more closed than they really are, and that in itself becomes an interpersonal dynamic, because the ENTP in the spirit of argument comes out with this rather blunt, direct argument. And of course, if you're a J type, you figure, well, that's what they said and I heard it and that's over. I don't need to argue that anymore. And of course, here the ENTP was just arguing for the sake of argument. And what you closed on is something they wanted to argue a bit about. And so it really can get lost in a lot of shuffle.
Mm-hmm. Really kind of an up party person, though, in some ways, aren't they? In the sense that they are gregarious and like a lot of action and discussion. So in that sense, they're social, where they tend to have people around them to have a good time with what they're doing.
And against whom they can barter their ideas. Because mm-hmm. as extroverts, it's really in the outer world that the intuitive ideas are going to get their final refinement. And so indeed, ENTPs call into them on the phone, do anything. When you encounter an ENTP, they're so glad you came along, because just a minute ago I was thinking about this great new idea and let me run it by you. And of course, they don't stop to see whether you want to hear the idea or anything else. They're off and running with the idea. And if you haven't found a way to either avoid them or intercept them or confront them with that, you're stuck to listen to an idea and then give some input to it.
Yeah, it kind of plays off from that. In some sense, they can be oblivious to the way that the human element or the way people are reacting or interacting with them, because they're so concerned with their own ideas in that sense that that's more important for them to be running up there than how the person is feeling in the situation.
Yeah, it's a somewhat humorous encounter that I remember from a movie that I think involved an ENTP, where the introvert in the relationship two or three times had screamed at the ENTP to shut up. And finally, after the fourth time or whatever the number was, the ENTP looked at him shocked and then repeated it, saying, you want me to shut up? It was like just disbelief. And were you talking to me? And all of that. And that's classic ENTP. Mm-hmm. So enthused with their idea, they can't imagine everybody else isn't enthused with the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
They're a creative research type that loves to push the idea beyond that. And I generally say, give me an inventor who dies a pauper, and indeed you may have had an ENTP on your hand. And it's because they get an inventive idea that could indeed make them a million or an empire, and they have to run off and go to their next new creative invention. So they can't stay around to build on their original creative invention. And so as a result, someone else picks it up, markets it, and makes the money, and the ENTP is off on their new idea. The ENTP, perhaps more than any other type, I'm not sure of this one, but certainly it's true of EPs and perhaps the ENTP, when they win big, and when they lose big, because life is an extreme for them. And they, as I've just said with these ideas, they get them up there, and it's great, and boom, they're off to the next one, and they can lose just as big.
Since they are this extroverted, dominant, intuitive, they're out there with all these wild ideas. Practicality is almost not within their dictionary, that it doesn't make any difference if it's going to work or the details of it. I don't want to be bothered with that. Let me show you the big scheme and let somebody else put it together.
Yeah, and
don't
they lose
bother
it.
Me
yeah.
with it.
Beautiful. They lose interest and run off to the next thing. Career-wise, that's what they do too. They're not above losing interest in the career and running off to the next great idea, which indeed they convert into success and then want to move on to something else. Their intuition always calling them to a better idea or a new idea or something more creative. You'll find them in the entrepreneurial business. You'll find them in stock brokerage. You'll find them in science and research. You'll find them in teaching. But more often than not, they do better at a college level, because frequently the requirements that are demanded at the lower levels are the details and routines with which an ENTP is not interested. And so they tend to shun those kinds of careers. If they go into medicine, they tend to be more in the research arm of medicine than in the family, interpersonal, general practitioning level, except for their lack of interest in detail. They could probably do well at teaching surgery and medicine, perhaps better than they could do the actual surgery, because that requires often more sensing detail than the ENTP has interest in. But you'll find them in management circles. You'll find them in circles that demand the creation of and development of the new idea. As a result, they are the entrepreneur. As a result, they are self-employed business people. As a result, they are often into the computer field and developing that into new and creative and dynamic businesses, and then running off to develop some other kind of use for the computer or develop some other business. It's a matter of perhaps overstated every day, but I'm saying every day or every year or every 5 years, starting something new for the sake of new, because you got an idea out there that's worth pursuing.
Mm-hmm. Talk something about out of the T, and specifically the NT, and more specifically the ENTP female.
Again, like all T women, she's swimming upstream. Her extroversion may carry her here in this particular case, because if she's got any development as an extrovert, she's into stroking and she's into some of the positive affirmations that go with extroversion. And so an ENTP female can often be read as an FE type initially, because they come on with a lot of enthusiasm and gregariousness that's in their extroversion, and it gets read, because they're in a female frame, as the more nurturing, traditional female kinds of things. The further that gets pursued, the more they'll come out like a traditional, oh, I don't want the word traditional, but like a typical T female. And indeed, they were into one-upsmanship, they were into gamesmanship, they were into argument for the sake of argument, and they're sorry that you misinterpreted that as all those traditionally feminine things, because it was never meant that way, and it's your problem that you took it that way. Mm-hmm. And they can turn around and walk away from that.
So they kind of set themselves up against some pretty strong odds in relation to maybe other men who may be acting in the same gamey NT one-upsmanship stuff that weren't expecting that from a woman, and with other women who aren't expecting that kind of behavior from her either.
Yeah, and in that respect, the ENTP female can set herself into a lose-lose, not intending, but just being a, what we'll call a true or a good ENTP. So they're into the argument, they're into the one-upsman, they're into the gamesmanship, they're into the excitement of the moment, and lo and behold, you translated it all into more traditional or regular feminine kinds of things, and therefore she, this ENTP female, can't do that kind of thing, and so she's in a lose-lose just for being herself, and that's tragic, because again, like any other human being, the ENTP female has caring and nurturing concerns and all of those things within her, as I guess every person has them, but they get translated through type. And then we add society's definitions of those things, and the ENTP female comes out one down. So if you put that in a family setting, ENTP female mates sometimes have trouble playing traditional roles. They don't feel comfortable if you impose mothering on them. Indeed, they're pleased to mother, but they're pleased to mother in a challenging, confrontive, creative, dynamic, one-upsman sort of a way, not in a way that may be more traditionally maternal. And so As a result, if you don't understand that, that gets misconstrued. But the home will be lively. It'll be intellectually oriented. It'll be argumentative. It'll be fun. It'll be gregarious. Dinner time can be anything from discussing the exciting arguments of the day to the latest new thoughts that had been triggered coming home in the car or coming from the subway or wherever. I got these new thoughts, male or female. It's just exciting. Let's sit down. And I want the whole family to argue with me about this kind of thing. And it may be political. So as a result, the family's going to be a lively upper kind of an event. And if you're not that type, guess what? It may get tiring or fatiguing because the ENTP can have boundless kinds of energies for that sort of thing. And that's also then true as the ENTP child.
That's what I was just thinking. They could almost sound like a whirlwind just kind of snowballing through the house.
Yes, and leaving a mess behind them. Of the types, the ENTP and probably secondarily only the ENFP. I'm afraid are the two types, and particularly the ENTP, that get labeled the accident waiting to happen. This is the kid, male or female, that somehow falls off the bike, that somehow bumps into the car, that somehow backs into the fence, that somehow breaks this, drops that, spills this, and yet converts it all. They're upset that it happened, but move on to the next thing while leaving the mess. And as a result, if you're not that kind of a parent, their life gets seen as a disaster, albeit they pull it out. They do well intellectually. They're high achievers. They come home with great grades, and the parent just sits there scratching their head. How did they do it? Their study habits seemed most inappropriate. They had friends around. They didn't do anything in the quote-unquote J way, but somehow the ENTP child walks in with these great grades, and the ENTP child doesn't even know how they did it, but there they are. And in school, they're indeed fun kids to have around. They'll argue, carry on, and carry that enthusiasm through most of whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
So on the one hand, life is a little disorganized. By other standards, a little messy. But indeed, it's fun and up, and every day is worth at least a good time, if not a good argument.
For a sensing or at least a very practical-oriented parent, I imagine an ENTP child would look like a little helium head walking around.
To say the least. But give the helium head space to come into its own, and you're going to find a lot of creativity and excitement. And that's indeed what makes the ENTP such an upper as a person.
ENTP is a whirlwind of ideas and schemes galore.
The games of the mind intrigue them. You're one upped as they walk out the door.
Inventive, ingenious, dynamic. They're living their life on the brink.
They will sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. They will sell you the kitchen sink.
They're a whiz, they're a bad shape, they're a thrill of minute.
You can always count on them to test the limit.
And that's why everybody loves the ENTP.
Peace.